This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. This summer, a band that calls both Bradford, Vermont, and Paris, France home is embarking on a tour with a literary twist. The band is called The Zookeepers, and they're led by David Rosane. And they're traveling to 13 Vermont rural libraries to honor the role of small-town libraries as community centers and places for gathering and discussion. The band's leader talked to Vermont Edition about why a tour focused on raising funds and awareness for libraries was such a good fit.
We are David Rosane and the Zookeepers. And the Zookeepers are a sort of international collective of musicians. I have a band in France and I have a band here in Vermont. As musicians, this tour made a lot of sense to us. I mean, I was almost kicking myself in the head. Why haven't we done this before? We've been playing together now for 4 or 5 years. We've been touring. We've played at least 100 gigs in Vermont because we are all very much engaged politically and work as activists by day. The core members here in Vermont with whom I will be touring this summer for the library tour are Don Sinclair and Jennifer Grossi of Bradford, Vermont, and they are my best friends forever. The Zookeeper music is a blend, really, of everything we like. I write the songs. Don and Jen, who are the core members of the band, they do a lot of the arrangements. We share this more or less common watershed of the past 40 years of pop music, and all of that shows up. So I would qualify it maybe as indie folk rock.
Because of you, I am single. Because of you.
I learned that Vermont, in addition to having the highest number of artists, working artists per capita in the union, also has the highest number of libraries per capita in the United States of America. We came up with this idea of touring these libraries in Vermont where we could raise money for the libraries who are in need of support for their community programs, for their citizen science programs, for their literacy programs. So we will be playing in sequence in July and August at the Enosburg Town Library, for the Peacham Library, for the library in Wells River, the library in Bradford, the library in Richford, then Waitsfield and Bakersfield, then Fairfax, then Groton, then Vergennes, then Hyde Park, then Montgomery, and last but not least, Chelsea, Vermont. Well, I have a Vermont moment in Paris every day because I'm homesick most of the time that I live there. I live there half the year, so I come back here as much as I can. But one of the fun parts is when my friend Will Patton comes over because he loves Paris more than I do. He plays on my albums and he's jealous of the fact that I have to live there and he wants to get to live there. I'd say, Will, let's switch. I'll go to Bakersfield and you can come to Paris. He's a total jazz dude. And so he comes over with his mandolin and his wife Debbie brings her magnificent voice and I invite my friends from Paris who play or like jazz and there's all of a sudden my tiny apartment is full of people playing with these two Vermonters, Will and Debbie Patton. The roles that libraries play are kind of obvious. At least I thought they were because, you know, I have an 11-year-old and the past 11 years, every summer we've gone to the library. And I also use it because they've got a great photocopying machine and I live in a cabin in the woods. So it's a great place to get practical things done. But when we came up with the idea for the tour and we started asking around and going to meet all these librarians, we realized what they were telling us is that libraries are becoming community centers for teens and citizen science places where they'll host like a lunar eclipse day and they'll try and bring people in. And they're small businesses. And I also learned that they have banned Books Week and that they are de facto bastions of free speech in this country. And that's sort of an issue these days. We'll be bringing up all of these things when we play. Of course, it's also a meet and greet. We're not running for office or anything, but we do believe in democracy and civic values and would like to maybe engage even in some heated discussions after the gig. Would love that. Well, I worked for 20 years in academia. I started off as a science writer, and then I worked for Cornell University for 10 years in the Amazon, working with native tribes and working in ethnobiology. Then moved to New York City and worked for 5 years learning about and teaching urban ecology to high school now students and college now students in the outer boroughs of New York City. And so the people I connect with the most are all my friends made over the years in academia, and we exchange new nerdy ideas. The idea of the library tour, since a lot of our music is informed by what we read, and either in literature and science, to bring it all together in one project, you know, when we're working for community and playing rock and roll. Plus, you know, growing up, you're not allowed to make any noise in a library, and here we're going to rock out and raise hell. It's awesome. Because of you, I'm a misogynist. Because of you, I'm a feminist. You gotta fight for the right to be equal. You gotta fight for the right to be the same.
That's David Rosane of the Bradford Band, the Zookeepers. The kickoff party for the band's Vermont Library Benefit Tour is coming up June 30th at the Montgomery Center for the Arts in Montgomery. And the first stop on the library tour is the Enosburg Town Library on July 5th. You can find out more about the tour and the band's new CD at vpr.net.